Genesis chapter 1, verse 20.
And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
Now here we learn there was a water before, and the earth came out of the water. So what God is doing right now on the water, he said, I'm going to gather all the water and we'll call the water a sea. Now everything in the sea, the word of God says he created all the abundance of all kinds of fish. The earth is one part. The water is three part. So when you see on earth, you see all kinds of different animals. You can name them. You go to zoo, go to Africa, or go to different countries, you keep on seeing all beautiful animals. But when you see in the sea, some of the things, some of the creatures of the sea, they are not even discovered. And they go under the water and keep on exploring more things. You go to Japan, they have the big, big aquarium. Very big aquarium. And you can see all kinds of sea creatures they have. So here the word of God is saying what he did. Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that hath life. So God already put the life in them, and they were all in the water. And now the God is trying to say, now all these creatures, watery creatures, being there. And then he says, all the birds will fly in the sky. They flew out of the water. And there are so many birds you see, they like the waters. Like ducks, and there are other birds, they swim in the water and they play in the water. And so these, all the birds, they came out of the water. Can you imagine how God does the miracle things that man cannot even imagine? Nobody will see all these birds came from the water and they flew away, and we see now hundreds and thousands of different kinds of birds. When you see the little birds, hummingbird, can you imagine how many beautiful birds and butterflies and all these things, when you see them, they are all God's creation. So this thing from the water, all different kinds of fish and all different kinds of creatures in the sea. There are some of the sea creatures we never even saw. Let's read in a book of Psalm 104 and verse 26.
There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein.
Can you imagine? Now you never saw Leviathan. He says you made him to play in the water. So the word of God says whatever God created, he created for his pleasure. And he created for his glory. Now from this, you would not know what this Leviathan creature is. But let's go to the book of Job and read from chapter 41, verses 1 to 10. Then you know what kind of creature is this. And why God was talking to Job about this creature, because Job got a little bit mad why he got this sickness and why he got this problem. So God wanted to talk to Job, think about this creature.
Canst thou draw out Leviathan with an hook, or his tongue with a cord, which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird, or wilt thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay thine hand upon him, remember the battle, do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down, even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me?
Look at this one sea animal. How vicious animal, but he says God created him to play in the water. But that was a very strong animal. And so God was saying to Job, you're talking about against all these problems you're having. Can you control this animal? Can you control these sea creatures? And the answer is no. Now what happened now, we don't know. Maybe many people gathered together and they killed that animal, or it destroyed in the flood. I don't know what happened. There are so many dinosaurs and all other things. People wonder what happened to those animals. But all these creatures in the sea, God created. And many, many people exploring all these things and wondering how God is so great. If you see only one creature, not a single scientist or not a single person can understand how God created this animal. It's very amazing what God can do. And so he says he created them. The birds and the fish, they came from the water. Go back to the Genesis chapter 1 verse 21.
And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl, after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth.
When God created everything, now God is talking to these birds, and he's talking to the fish and each and every creature in the water. So when God is saying to them, now God already blessed them and he said, be fruitful and multiply. So who God is talking to? God is talking to the fishes, all kinds of fish, all kinds of birds, and they understand God's voice. We don't understand, but God understands their language, and they understand God's language. Because God says to them, now you go and be fruitful and multiply. And so that's what the command God gave to all the birds and all the sea creatures. Today, the people are so panicked. They want to save the owl, and they want to save some kind of eagle. And this and that. You don't worry about them. God has already blessed them and told them to multiply. You don't have to worry. God knows how to multiply them. Other day, all of a sudden, so many birds start dying everywhere. Blackbird and this bird. And they start wondering how it happened. They can die millions of them in one day. And God can reproduce them again. It's God's hand. You don't have to worry. He says, without his knowledge, not one sparrow will fall on the ground. So God cares about the sparrows. So God knows everything, but we are sitting here and getting panicked. Oh, the owl will be gone. So keep this forest for the owl and let the people do not have place to farming or their houses to build. We are doing foolish things. We have to trust in God. If somebody wants to keep the Leviathan up to now, they would have planned to keep it. But God just wanted to make that Leviathan, maybe give the lessons to Job. We don't know. But now we don't have a Leviathan. We don't have those dinosaurs and different kinds of dinosaurs. God knew why he made it, how much time he wanted for them, and God showed his glory. Because the creation cannot say to God, why did you create me? This is all for his glory. Everything he made and he created for his glory. Just Leviathan itself, God gave the example to Job and said, can you take control of this creature? If you do, then tell me. If you cannot take care of my one creature, how can you blame or how can you talk about the things you don't know? So people today, they don't know God, and they're talking bad about God, and they're talking so many evil things about God, but they could not even understand what God has created for mankind. Simple thing, if somebody says this, all the birds came out of the water, they will say, how come? But God can do it. There is nothing impossible with God. God talked to the animals, God talked to the birds, he talked to the seas, and they listened to him. If you remember, Jesus Christ told Peter, he says, let's go for fishing. What Peter says, we toiled whole night. We could not fish one. So he said, okay, let's go a little bit further and put it in a deep. And the fishermen, they know the fish, they don't come on the daytime. That's why they go in the dark to get the fish. Now it's a daytime, and Jesus Christ says, put in a deep and cast your nets. What happened? Jesus might have said to all the fish, come. And they all came, and they could not, you know, carry it or pull it down. Their nets start breaking, and they have to call other fishermen, and they have to carry all these fishes. The second time again, after the resurrection, when Peter went for fishing, and other disciples said, we go too. And they were not called to go next time for fishing. One time they were fishing, they were called to be a fishers of men. They were called to do the Lord's work. But what they did, they went for fishing. This time also they could not catch one fish. Jesus Christ comes early in the morning. The fish is already cooking. The fire is there. The bread is there. And Jesus says, children, do you have any food? Do you have any bread? They said, we don't have anything. He says, okay, cast the net right side. Peter might have thinking, this might be Christ. It happened before. And John said, that's Jesus. He cast the net, got 153 fish, and they were so big. And this time, net was not breaking, but they caught it. They pulled it. What Jesus said to them, Peter, do you love me more than this? What this? Not the people. Fish business. I called you to give up everything and follow me. And you gave up everything and followed me. And you even asked me what I'm going to get. I gave up everything. And I told you, you will get 100-fold in the world. Plus, you will have eternal life, and you will be ruling with me in heaven. And you forgot all of these things. Do you love me more than this? He asked him three times. But that's not my subject. The point I'm making here, God speaks to fish. God speaks to the birds. And they understand. The word of God saying he tells about the ox and a donkey. He said, they know where the master tied them, and they come in the evening and stand right there where their place is. But he said, you do not understand me. We are much more foolish than donkeys. Donkey doesn't eat this, what do you call, the tobacco, but we do. So what the word of God is saying, the animal, he gave them the command and multiply and be fruitful, they listen. When he calls them, they come. Even though all the stars are different stars. Just like every snowflake is different. When you think about this, every snowflake is different. Every person is different. Every star is different. Every bird is different. Every fish is different. That means you have to think how God is so wise. How God so great. People are not thinking. They think about this fish and they think about these animals and they think about this beauty and they forget the Creator. That's why so many people are worshiping the creation of God and they forget the God. You have to learn all this beauty you see with your eyes and God's creation, you get mesmerized. Wow! But we are going to go to God who created everything. He did not tell you everything about heaven. Not a single person knows about heaven. People dying and coming back from heaven and they say, I saw heaven. They might have saw a teeny weeny part somewhere in the corner of somewhere. I'm in America almost now, I don't know, 43 years or 44 years in America. I didn't see all 50 states. But when I go to India, how is America? Oh, America is beautiful. What I saw? Maybe Philadelphia, maybe Texas, or maybe some few states. And 43 years or 44 years in America, I could not see everything. How can somebody go for 30 seconds in heaven and comes back and 30 seconds they talk about heaven? Within 30 seconds, how much you can see? Heaven. So point I'm making, don't get depressed. When somebody comes from heaven and starts saying, I saw the flowers singing and I saw this and I saw that, don't listen to them. God did not tell you anything yet about heaven. You know the Saint Paul? He went to heaven and he said, I went to heaven, I don't know, I went with my body or I went with my spirit. Only one thing I know, I heard some voices and I heard God speaking, but I'm not worthy to tell you what I saw and what I heard. So I take the Saint Paul's word than anybody who is sinners died and 30 seconds came back to earth and start telling me story about heaven. So the point I'm making, don't be depressed that this world is going to pass away and all these beautiful creatures will go and what will happen. We are going to go to the person who created everything. And that God is greater than anything. He knows everything. Okay, let's go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1 and start reading from verse 23.
And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
The fifth day, all the birds and all the fishes he made. Now the sixth day, he gave the command to the earth, let the earth, from earth, all the animals come out. So each and every animal came from the earth. It's difficult for us to understand how it came. Just like a grass grows, but how the animal can just come from the ground? Did God made them personally one by one? No, he just said, let them come from the earth, and they start coming up. And each and every kind of animal he made, and then he also gave them the command to multiply and grow. And you see on earth, all kinds of animals we see. Some dangerous animal, some good animals, some beautiful animals. All kinds of things And there are people going to Africa and some other places. They spend $2,000 to $3,000 to go there and see and take a ride and things like that. Enjoy the things. Why God created everything for His glory. We see everything, we should enjoy it and thank God. Every creature, every animal, every bird, every star, everything what you see with your eyes, this all God's creation and God's beauty. The Word of God says in the book of Romans chapter 1, this all the universe and universal things you see with your eyes, that shows about God. If somebody in this world looking at all of these things and do not understand what God is and what God is doing and how God is wonderful, then that person has to be what you call the fool. The Word of God says, fool says in his heart, there is no God. So only fool can say there is no God. Do you know there are scientists, they are scratching their heads when they see all of these things. They cannot create anything, but they don't want people to know these things. Because if the children will go to school and start reading about this Bible, they will believe what God did. The children were studying the Bible in a classroom, in a kindergarten, in a school, in college, and universities. So they had more knowledge, they had more fear of God, and they were growing nicely. Now they took the Bible out of the school. What is happening? They got the drug, they got the knives, they got the guns, and now their children, their brain is not working. Oh, how many people are getting dropped out from the college and high school? Why? Because their brain is not working. They are bombarded with the worldly thing, and that's what's happening. But if we really, really start reading the Word of God, start studying the Word of God, then the scientists, they don't have to tell you this is not God's creation. This has happened automatically. So the point I'm making, everything what God has done in Genesis and in the Bible, if you start studying them, if you start learning them, you will be wise and you will know everything what God has created. And if you go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and start reading from verse 38 to 41. Like I said, every star, every animal, every person is different.
But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory.
The Word of God says everything God has created is different. Even the flesh of the animals and fish and birds and everything different. Now, if somebody says we came from the same, from one thing to another thing to another thing, then everything's DNA should match. Somebody says we came from monkey, and they showed the picture how the monkey slowly starts standing and this and that. I said, take one monkey. And when you have heart disease, take monkey's heart and put it. When you got an accident and you lost the blood, take monkey's blood and put it in your blood. And see what happens. You will be dead instantly. So that proves you are not from monkey. The Word of God says all the birds' flesh is different, and all the fish flesh is different, and the animal flesh is different, and the man's flesh is different. Our God is that wise. He didn't say, I'm going to put one blob there, and billion years later, one fish, one man, one mosquito, and this and that will come, and so billion and trillions here. Fifth day. Do you think the fifth day, it will take like 1 billion years to make these things? God just said, hey, water, bring the all the living creatures, fish and different kinds. It's done. He said, bird, fly from water and go in the sky. It's done. He says, okay, now the earth, bring all the animals, different kinds, and it's done. How long it took? Billion years? No. For the man, it will take a billion years. If you lost your limb or something in the military and they want to make an artificial leg or something, $30,000, $50,000 they have to put in to make one leg, and that also doesn't work right like with the other leg. Everything what God has created is wonderful and beautiful in His own way. Our eyes, tell somebody make an artificial eye. It will not be matching with the beautiful eyes God has given to us. And there are some people say, oh, God made a mistake. I got a lot of long nose. He should have made me a small nose. So they cut it and just go to the doctor and patch it there. And a few years later, start falling apart. Some falling apart. And they start patching and patching. And then they say, oh, God, I have to make a different kinds of, you know, I don't want to go there. All kinds of organs. And then what happened? They fall apart. Not a single organ man-made will stay. So God is a much wiser God. If you have a longer nose, you should say, hey, nobody has nose like me. That will be true. If you have flat nose, you say, nobody has nose like me. And say, that's true. Because everything God has created for you are beautiful. Every way. Do not compare yourself with somebody and say, that person is beautiful than you. How do you know? When you making a mistake, that God made a mistake making you, try to do something else and try to say, doctor, make me like that person and see how ugly you will be. God has created us in His own way. Everything I make different. God has no problem making new things. God understands every flake. He understands every star. He says, when I call them, they come. The mountains. We cannot move the mountains. Jesus says, speak the word, mountain will be moved. They can listen. Only God's command, they listen. The God has given us the same authority. When we read everything, God created man and He gave authority to him over the fish, over the birds, over the animals. Everything He put it under His care. Now we will be learning more. Here is just say, let's make a man according to our own image. I was thinking, when God says, let's make a man according to our image. So He wanted to make man just like God. Now we have two hands, God has two hands. We have one head, God has one head. Every organ what we have, God has. God made us like Him. He did not say, let's make a man like an elephant. No, He just made like Him. God is triune God. So He made us, He gave us a body, He gave us spirit, He gave us a soul. But if you see all animals and all the birds and all the fish and everything, they do not have what we have. We will be learning later on. Here only God says, let us make man according to our own image. And He made the man and He blessed the man. He blessed everything and He said, now you multiply, you be fruitful. The animal listened to Him, the man listened to Him, and everybody listens to God. If you don't listen to God, something is going to go wrong. Now somebody says, I don't want to have children until I'm 35. And we don't have money to raise the children. And so they get married in their 20s, and they don't want children in their 30s. And what they do, they destroy the plan of God, and when they are 30, 35, they cannot have children. They already damaged all the organs in the body, and they cannot have children. Then they say, okay, we go to the doctor, pay $30,000, and get something and do and something, and doesn't work. And many, many problems happens. But if you keep your body in the hand of God, and then let it work naturally, everything works fine. So that's what the Word of God is saying. God blessed the man. God gave everything in the man's hand. And He says, each and every animal, they can reproduce. Each and every tree, they can reproduce. So God does know how to scratch his head. If the owl goes down and every owl died, what will I do? No, he knows. In America, the owl will be dying. So you go to another country, they have billions up there. So they migrate. God can fix it. You don't have to worry about anything. About your body, you don't understand. The doctor says, okay, he can understand about your body. I tell you, they are searching and researching and researching, but still they don't know everything about you. Doctor knows certain parts about you. There is not a single doctor is born, he can give you guarantee when he treats you. You will go there, there are different kinds of forms, you have to sign it. Even the simple thing, they will say if you die, 50-50 chances, this and that. Simple thing. They want to protect because now they are suing them for $500,000, $1 million, this, that. So every little thing you want to take the toenail, go there and there you have to sign certain papers because they don't want to take a chance. If something happens, you are going to sue them. Point I'm making, not a single doctor in the world can give you guarantee for your life. There was a man, 87 years old. I went to see him in the hospital and his wife says he's dying. Go and see what the doctor says. I says, ma'am, I came here to tell your husband what Jesus says. And I said, I prayed for him and he lived 10 more years. The point I'm making, doctor or nobody can give you guarantee of anything. Our life is in hands of God. So God has created you and me according to his image. We are God's people. God created everything wonderful, beautiful. He made a man according to his image. Now he says, multiply and be blessed. Okay, go back to Genesis.
And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat.
Now here God says, I have given you every living herb as a food. Now the lion was eating the grass. The birds were eating all these green herbs. And so they're all eating grass. And the man was eating all these herbs. He said, I have given to you. And so they were happy and enjoying. Nobody complained and everybody were happy. So when we will be learning later on, after the flood, all the animals were dead and everything. Still God says to the mankind, now I'm giving you all kinds of animal for your food. In the beginning, he said, eat only herb. But later on, he gave all the animals to eat. So here the word of God is saying, God created everything. He gave it to the mankind and told the man, be fruitful, take in charge of everything, and let everything be under your control. Can you imagine? The Leviathan we were talking about, that Leviathan man could control. All the animals man could control. God told him, see, go and see all the animals. And all the animals he brought it to him. Name them. And he named every animal. And he was not afraid of any animal. Animals were not afraid of him. I think he knew their language and they understood him. And so that's what before the sin. Everything, the man was not hurting animals. Animals were not hurting man. Man was eating all the green vegetable. Animals were eating green vegetable. And everybody were happy and healthy and no problem. Okay, 30-31, go ahead.
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every thing that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Now here we see, as I said, every animal and everyone eating the green herbs. Go to the Genesis chapter 9 and read verses 1 to 7.
And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered.
Can you imagine? This is God said to Noah. He said same thing to Adam, and it goes to same thing to you. All the animals, they have to be afraid of you. You don't be afraid of animal because he has given us authority over the animal. Do you know that some animal, they smell you and they run away from you? But you are afraid of animal. They are afraid of you because God has put fear in them. You don't have to be afraid of anyone. No snake, nothing, nothing. But if you are born again, you have much more power than the worldly people. Because the born again people can control everything. Okay, go ahead. Please finish that up to verse 7.
Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things.
Now see here, he gave extra food. First he said green herbs, now he says every living creature you can eat for your food. Then later on, when he gave the command to the Moses, then he said some holy, unholy animal, and then he said don't eat this and don't eat that. But before that, every living creatures, every animal you could take and eat, and will nothing harm you, because God gave it to us for food.
But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of every man, and at the hand of man, and at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you be fruitful, and multiply, and bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein.
The same command he gave, but now he said you can eat everything, only one thing you don't do, do not eat the blood. In Africa, still people drinking blood and this and that, and that's why there are so many disease and so many problems. When God says don't eat, drink the blood or eat the blood, he says because there is a life in the blood. And God has created mankind, he says, on his own image. So never shed the blood of man. Or he says any animal or any person kills somebody and sheds the blood, God will judge. Today, how many babies are killed in an abortion clinic? Do you think God is going to keep quiet? He said, you shed the innocent blood, God will take the revenge one day. So the point I'm making, in the beginning, God gave the herb. Later on, when we come to the 9th chapter, we'll be learning more. He gave them all the animals, different animals to eat. But now, when we go to the millennium, then God will bless the land again. Because Adam's curse came, that's why animal became man's enemy. But when the curse is gone, then again the animal will be eating the grass. Let's go to the Isaiah chapter 65, verse 25.
The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord.
See, here all the animals will live peacefully, and the lion and the ox eat grass. Straw means grass, actually. And so the snake will not bite you. Snake's food will what? The dirt. But we will not have any problem. But thank God for the believers. The Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, God has redeemed us from the curse. The curse is not over us. No animal, nobody can hurt us. Jesus sent his disciple 2 by 2 and he said, I have given you authority over all the creeping things. Nothing will hurt you. So when you are born again, child of God, we are the kings. And we are the priests, so nothing will harm us. And we are going to go to the millennium, And we will enjoy the world one more time. You have 1,000 years to explore everything. You can go anywhere in the water. You can do anything you want. And you are not going to die. Nobody going to hurt you. No fish, no stinging fish or nothing. Nobody will hurt you. That's the time to explore. Right now, if you start going exploring, you will be dead. Because they are enemy now. The curse is on the earth still. But the curse will be removed on the millennium. And we will be having much more good time. All the beautiful people, they have chance to listen to the word of God. We will live on this earth, and when this earthly body finishes, we come back with Jesus Christ on this earth again, and we will live 1,000 years on this earth without sickness, without disease, without any problems. Read the chapter 65, and then you will know even the baby will live for 100 years old and die. If these sinners, they will die 100 years. But we will be living for eternity. So it's a good time is coming. Don't get depressed. This world has full of problems right now. But the time of millennium is everything is going to change. And all the beauty you never saw, you will see it again. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. Thank you, Lord, for your beautiful creation. And you have created everything, and you gave the man to in charge of everything. We give you glory and honor and praise. Let us go and tell somebody how wonderful our God is and how wonderful God's creation is. We are not going to worship the creation. We are worshiping the living God. Give us grace, O Lord Jesus, to tell somebody our God is a wise God. We are so grateful that we found out the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, triune God, is our God. We give you glory and honor and praise. Be with us, sanctify us, and use us more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.